It's the Friday Fred Nats on Deck pregame show. The first time that the Fred Nats are suiting up as the Fredericksburg Frogs. I am Eric Bach. I'm joined by one of the owners of the Fredericksburg Nationals, Mr. Seth Silber. And Seth, I know that this has been a five-year project since you guys have moved the team from Potomac here to Fredericksburg. It's got to be super exciting for you to actually see the threads out there tonight.
No, it's a really, really cool night. And yeah, you're right. This is a story that's 5 years plus in the making. When literally when the city first reached out to us, and I didn't know anything about Fredericksburg, I Googled Fredericksburg baseball, and up popped some history that was written by somebody who helped us with this Frogs project. And I read about the fact that the history goes back to the Civil War. And so when we got serious about baseball here, worked with the local history museum and Germana and this other historical research group, and we found that there was this great history, and including this great history about African-American baseball in the city.
Started in 1919, the old Frogs played through the late 1930s that we know of. I mean, like you said, it was a pretty massive research project to just figure out even the most simple of details about this baseball team. Can you give us a little bit of background on the history and what exactly is the backbone of this alter ego?
Sure. Yeah. What a lot of people don't know is there was a stadium in downtown Fredericksburg, just, you know, a few blocks from where you would walk on some of the main streets in Caroline and William Street and so forth. It was called Goldman Park. And it was a stadium in which a team called the Fredericksburg White Sox played, but there was also a team called the Fredericksburg Frogs, and they played there at the same time. And fortunately, there's a good bit of reporting in old newspapers about these games and who the players were and who some of the stories about the players. Some of them were porters or other things, some were doctors, but they played on this all African-American baseball team. And from what we understand, they played before crowds of white fans and black fans, and it brought people together. Now, it was a segregated city. This was not to say that it was a situation where everybody was together and united, but it was something that brought people together like baseball does every night. So it's really a pretty cool history.
And as far as the design of the uniform went, that was part of the research project to make sure that we, the Fred Nats, did right by that old Frogs team. And I mean, the merchandise has been a smash hit. I'm sure it's going to look great on the guys out there tonight. Can you talk to us about the process of designing what you'll see out on the field tonight?
Yeah, it was interesting because, you know, we have some old photos of teams and so forth. And in the History Museum downtown, there's actually an old Fredericksburg uniform with, you know, kind of like the heavy flannel and the block letters that you would expect from 100 years ago. But we could never find anything showing what the Frogs' uniforms looked like or what they played at. My guess is they were kind of like that. It was probably a big block F and a big block Fredericksburg on a jersey. So we decided to create our own, but we wanted to be, you know, historically accurate. We wanted to be sensitive from a social standpoint. And so we came up with this frog that, as our GM, Robbie Perry, mentions, it's kind of almost a Warner Brothers frog. But we then added to it a crown and kind of a tuxedo jacket and a scepter. And those draw on what a lot of the Negro League logos look like. You know, the best known team was the Kansas City Monarchs. And they obviously, as the Monarchs, they wore a crown on top. And so we adopted that on top of the Frog's head. And then the scepter, if you look at the Birmingham Black Barons, that was part of their logo. So we just wanted to do something that felt authentic, you know, to the period of time. And in some ways, you know, from a marketing and merchandising standpoint, having a frog that's kind of creative and kind of has all these things is certainly better than a block F. So it all kind of melded together with something that's, you know, we feel historically accurate, genuine, and something the fans are going to enjoy wearing as well.
It really is the best of both worlds of honoring the great history of this all-black baseball team in Fredericksburg and also modernizing the logo to a point that you can sell some merchandise. Last one for you. Any specific shout-outs that you want to give to people that kind of pushed this project along and got us to tonight where the Frogs are going to take the field?
Yeah, a couple really key people. First is Dr. Carrie Burrill, who's a historian who was the one who wrote that history paper on Fredericksburg and baseball that I first saw. Second is Gayla Sims, who's vice president at the Fredericksburg Area Museum and the curator for African-American studies there, who was just very involved in working with me to bring this forward and working with the African American community to do this in an appropriate way. And then also Germana, Dr. Janet Gullickson, who is the soon to retire president of Germana. I met with her back in our temporary offices at 601 Caroline 5+ years ago and said, I'm looking for a partner to help me bring this history alive, to help us fund this. And so they helped fund the research and they helped us fund the history wall in center field that tells the history. So, you know, those are a few key people. And then there's a lot of people I've met along the way since then who have helped tell the story. A lot of them are going to be here at the ballpark tonight, going to participate in our pregame ceremony with some first pitches. But it's, you know, one of these things that definitely takes a village, and it's going to be exciting to see it tonight.
No doubt about it. I'm very excited to see the Fred Nats transform into the Frogs for the first time tonight. Seth Silber with us on Fred Nats On Deck. Appreciate you, Seth.
Thank you.